We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
It's a cooler, kind of gloomy looking Monday, and maybe that's the emotional state of sports today, might be the best way to put it. Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. I am glad you are on board, whether you are listening to us now at our newest affiliate in Green Bay or anywhere else on our fine network of stations, including the radio.com app. I'm Bill Michaels. Joe off today. We've had some other shows that had to scramble around and change some producer duties and such, so Joe is not with us today. Evan Heffelfinger is here, and Mayor Mitch Ross with us today as well. But the weekend not proving to be spectacular. When you talk about what went on in Wisconsin sports, the Brewers see Lorenzo Cain opt out. Their series with the Cardinals scrapped. Bench coach Pat Murphy suffers a mild heart attack over the weekend. And the Bucks get beat last night in some lackluster defense, far too much dribbling, and just wasn't a crisp game for the Bucks, who did not shoot well beyond the arc, below 30%, 25-ish percent to be exact. And it's not a good weekend when it came to Wisconsin sports. But the bright side is the Brewers are back at it tonight. Hopefully their home opener gets underway. No, I'm not grilling out tonight. We had a great – I'll tell you this. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I posted some videos over on the Facebook fan page, put some stuff on Instagram, put some stuff over on Twitter as well. Had a great time on Friday, and thanks to everybody for the grilling tips. I have to admit, I took some heat. I didn't understand quite why. I did the ribs and I did the sausages on two different grills for the what was supposed to be the Brewers home opener on Friday, because I thought, you know, damn it, we're going to tailgate. We're going to put our own tailgate together. We're going to do this. We're going to have some fun, and virtually we can all enjoy the day. And then obviously the game gets canceled, and so it kind of went downhill from there. But I got to ask, because I finished the ribs up and I smoked the ribs for 4 hours, and then I wrapped them up and kind of the way the recipe had told me to, and I wrapped them up and I let them smoke for another hour and a half, and then I pulled them out and I put them and let them sit at the end of the show for like the last half hour of the show, and then I opened them up and I took the picture at the very end. I gave myself, for the first crack at ever smoking ribs, first crack at it, gave myself a 7. And people said, oh, come on, you know. And here's the reason why. They weren't fall off the rib or fall off the bone ribs. It just didn't turn out that way. You know, they're really good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they were really good. And when I used the sauce, you know where I used the sauce from? I did a dry rub that just to kind of season them to begin with. So I did the dry rub first, and then I smoked them like that. And at the end, what I did was I put a bowl, a metal bowl of barbecue sauce in the smoker. And I brought it up to about 100 to 110 degrees. I brought the bowl of sauce up. And then what I did was I spread that sauce on the ribs. But the sauce was the sweet sauce and the spicy sauce from our friends at Big Boar Barbecue out in La Crosse. Some of the best barbecue sauce you're ever going to have. There's a great place in East Troy called LD's Barbecue. And he's a great guy and a tremendous place. And then you've got Jerry and his wife. They do an amazing job at Big Boar Barbecue out in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Every time I go to La Crosse in an area, I always stop by and I try to grab some jars of sauce, and I still had one or two left over. So I used one sweet and one spicy, and I brought that up to temperature, and I put it on the two different racks of ribs, and they were fantastic. It's just that, you know how you like those ribs when you flip them over and you kind of flick your finger and the bones just pop out? It didn't happen that way. It was more like eating a ribsicle. You had to hold it by the bone and kind of gnaw and then pull it off. And then it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was really good. But I have not mastered the fall off the bone ribs yet. That was my very first attempt. I used to, years ago, years and years and years ago, if you remember this name, it's a blast from the past. Does anybody remember Damon's? Evan, do you ever remember a place called Damon's, the place for ribs?
No, I think that's a little before my time.
Okay. Well, they used to have one in Mequon, I know, but they're not around, I don't think, anymore. Damon's, years ago, my first big radio gig paid okay, but just to earn some extra money, I ended up becoming a general manager at a Damon's, and they put you through grill school, you know? And I remember a little bit of what I did, you know, with some liquid smoke, and then you boil them, and then you pull them out overnight, and then you cook them, and then they fall off the, you know, I didn't do all of that, but I remember a little bit from that. They weren't that kind of fall off the bone good. But I think the sauce and stuff that I had was a lot better. So anyway, long story short, did that over the weekend and enjoyed it. And as a matter of fact, I couldn't eat it all. For those that knew, it was just me. Had two racks of ribs and all the sausages. We were just having a party, but it was just me. So I had a few friends over for a bonfire on Saturday night, just kind of sat around and cleaned up some of the food, and it was really, really good. But so anyway, that I gave myself a 7, and people got mad. Oh, how can you say that? We're arguing about that. It's like, are people just mad? People just angry? Do you get the sense, Evan, that people are just frustrated and angry right now at anything? Willing to argue over anything? I think people are. I think people are just mad. I don't know why. Maybe it's just being cooped up. Maybe it's wearing a mask. Maybe it's not wearing a mask. Maybe whatever it happens to be. People are just angry right now. We're imploding as a society of niceties. Just not happening as often as you would like. So look for the good. That's what I can say. Look for the good. So the good over the weekend. What was the good? Well, the good is no Brewers are infected. That's good. The other good is that, you know, Pat Murphy is such a tough situation who suffers a – and I don't ever want to say mild heart attack and like make it seem like it's no big deal because it is. But he suffered a mild heart attack, so hopefully whatever ails his heart and him, they're able to discover and put him on the path of health and wellness. So maybe if anything good comes of it, maybe it would be that. So that was the good news. You don't have additional Packers testing positive. Sternberger has tested positive for COVID, but while you've got Doug Peterson of the Philadelphia Eagles and you've got Matthew Stafford of the Detroit Lions testing positive, the Packers organization, at least for the most part, has been clean. So cross your fingers that continues. Another piece of good news is our good buddy Mike Clemens is back today as Mike begins his training camp reports. And Mike knows the inside and outside workings of the Green Bay Packers as well as anybody. So we're glad to be blessed with his presence again this season and all season long and all the way through, hopefully, Super Bowl down at Tampa when we head down. So looking forward to all of that. So that's good. So there was some good. I mean, if you want to take some of the positive away from the weekend. In the meantime, you got the Bucs. Tough loss last night. Did not have great defense. Did not pass the ball as crisp as you might like. Far too much dribbling at times. And they had some open shots. Didn't take them. And last night, even from beyond the arc, it wasn't a good night. It wasn't their shooting night last night. You catch the Bucs on a low shooting night beyond the arc, and you got a shot at beating them. And if they can't hit beyond the arc, they really, really got to D it up. And they didn't do that consistently last evening. So the Bucs take a loss to the Houston Rockets. So we'll talk more about that coming up. But that's kind of where it is. You know, when it comes to the weekend, when it comes out of the weekend, the thoughts coming out of the weekend, the emotions coming out of the weekend. Hey, one thing I did, I mentioned this in the last hour, and I said I'd bring this up. And I'll tell you about it in the next segment. I was asked to do something, and I've been doing it all day. I've been doing it really for the entire weekend. But one of the interesting things that you get a chance to do is many different things in this business is listen to many others. And you don't listen once. It's kind of like whatever you do. If you're a car mechanic, you never look at a car again the same because you always look at it mechanically. You know, if you, say, are a doctor, you never look at the human body the same. You know what I mean? You're always looking at people as to whether or not they do or do not have ailments, whether it's their color, their walk, their talk, their whatever it happens to be. You know what I'm saying? There's certain jobs that you do, Customer service, same thing. You're always out judging customer service, how you're being treated. If you're in the customer service business and you treat everybody with fair and respect and value and really like they hold the key to your success, then you really judge customer service in many different avenues. You know what I mean? So you don't get a chance to listen to radio the same once you get into this business. So you look at it with more of a critical ear. And I was asked to do that. So I'll give you a glimpse into what I've been doing over the last, 24, 48 hours specifically as well when it comes to sports. Let's do this. We'll step away, take a quick break. We'll come back. Bucks take a loss last night. I'll fill you in on some of the things I've had a chance to do as well. If you want to chime in to the Bill Michaels Show, easy to do, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can hit me up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. Evan Heffelfinger in the studio today, Evan Heff 25. Find him there. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us on YouTube under Bill Michaels, The Real Bill Michaels on Instagram. The website is BillMichaelsSports.com. That is Bill Michaels Sports, three words, put them all together, .com. And also don't forget to take us everywhere over on the radio.com app. And you can do that through our flagship station out of Milwaukee, which is 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's do this. We'll step away. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over at Van Horn Automotive. They want to buy your vehicle, in case you didn't know. Maybe you've got a couple of them, and you're thinking about getting rid of one of them, maybe a little extra cash to pay a few extra bills. Van Horn wants to buy your car. Cross-brand selling right now from Ferrari to Geo Metro. Your car has never been worth more. No gimmicks, no pressure to trade it in either. You can sell it without the challenges, by the way, of posting it online and meeting strangers who just want to kind of kick the tires, processing titles, plate registries, paperwork, all that stuff. Hey, you can visit any Van Horn location or simply go to vanhornauto.com and click on the Sell My Vehicle link for a Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. And if you've got some service you need to get done, they can finance that. That's right, they can finance your service. Right now it's a tough time, everybody knows that. So 0% APR for $2,000 and below, up to 12 months. How about that from our friends at Van Horn Automotive? The application is quick, it's easy. Again, stop in any service department or simply go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. You can buy a new car, buy a used car, sell a car, trade in a car, finance a car, all at vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. They're family born, they're employee owned, they're all over Wisconsin and have dealerships in Iowa as well. Again, go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. Going to talk a little bit more about the Bucks loss last night when we come back at the bottom of the hour. Going to hear from Brian Gutekunst, the Packers general manager as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Top-tier alternative fuels, no-fee ATMs. Those new pothole pizzas are fantastic. The Karuba coffee on special today. If you're going to stop in, don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. Speaking of Quick Trip and our friends at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, later today out at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin, we have our golf outing and dinner coming up tonight, cigar event. Should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. It is sold out. I'm getting a couple of people that are saying, hey, by the way, I didn't get tapes. I told you last week, 3-4 times. These things sell out really quick, and I don't mean to kind of sound jaggish, so to speak, but you got to get on in these things early because once they sell, then everybody comes and says, hey, I need a ticket. And, you know, they make a few tickets available, or there's always a couple tickets held back. But once you get to this late in the ball game, there's just nothing. So just really looking forward to seeing everybody out there tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Our next one is coming up, and it is going to be a week from Thursday. We're going to be in Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. There are some tickets available for that, but I'm told that they are selling really quick. So there's not much left for even that event. We're going to be in the Eau Claire area and Chippewa Falls area, Chippewa Valley, coming up next week. I'm getting out there on Tuesday night. I got some things I got to take care of on Wednesday. I'm going to be doing some stuff around town on Wednesday, and then going to be there on Thursday as well for the cigar dinner. But looking forward to that. And if you don't have tickets and you want tickets, all you have to do is go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. The events are there. So we've got the one in Chippewa Falls coming up. We're going to be in La Crosse back at Shenanigans coming up. And then towards the end of September, we're going to be at the bar in Wausau in Rothschild. That's our last one of the season. Those three events are all selling good. They'll all sell out. I mean, because those are all hot spots where we have had a lot of success with these before. So if you are considering going, get your tickets now. Again, go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. So one of the things, I was mentioning this in the beginning hour, and I mentioned it last segment, I've had a chance, when you do this job, you get a chance to do some things. And I've been doing this quite some time. I mean, I've been in the business, if you will, since 1992. And I have been broadcasting in Wisconsin since 99. One of the things that I was asked to do was be a judge for sports play-by-play. Now, I'm not doing it in the state of Wisconsin. I'm doing it in other markets throughout the country. But for the last 24, 48 hours, I've been listening to sports play-by-play. Some good. And there's, you know what? And I really do take it into consideration because there's a lot of really good play-by-play guys and girls, for that matter, throughout our state who do high school games and such. And, you know, you would aspire to be Bob Uecker or Ted Davis or Wayne Larrabee or Matt LePay. You know, Brian Anderson, we get it. You know, you aspire for that, getting into this business. But there's a lot of people that do it with a lot of passion, a lot of love, and they're very good at it in a lot of the smaller markets for high school football or high school basketball or girls, you know, basketball or softball or what have you. So I've been listening to these play-by-plays for almost 48 hours, you know, and it's so neat to listen to games, historic games, some of them historic. I mean, one of the games I listened to was the team had not won a game in 2 years, and it was their first win, their seniors on their senior night. They won 62-14 in football, you know. I mean, it just, some of these things are just really cool, really emotional. And so that's what I've been doing over the last 48 hours, just listening to nothing but play-by-play, whether it's college or high school, in some of the smaller markets throughout the country, a couple of them professional markets where I had a chance to listen to a couple of pro games as well. But these are all for, like, you know, every year you hear about the Wisconsin Broadcasting Association and they give out awards for certain things. Those are usually judged in other markets. By others, you know, like myself, who are in the business, and you listen and you try to hear what you do and what you don't like or what you could improve on. And like I said, you listen to things differently. So that's been the last weekend of my. I'll tell you this. Last week on Tuesday or Wednesday, I started feeling bad, and I started going, uh oh, you know, because you start thinking to yourself, do I have COVID? You know, now I've had two friends that have had it. So you start going, oh, my goodness. So I called my doctor, and my doctor said, no, you know, until you're fevering, I don't think I'd worry about it too much, you know. So I had to go out and buy a thermometer and start checking myself. I checked myself on Wednesday night and Thursday night. But it turns out I just have nothing more than a sinus infection, and it's had me down. So, you know, you run like 99 degrees, and you just kind of feel the, you know. But I had that all weekend. So this weekend, I just kind of sat around. I didn't do a whole lot. I went out and did a couple things, you know. But for the most part, just took my time and listened to all these play-by-plays, which is that kind of a weekend, although it was a beautiful weather day yesterday. Beautiful weather day. Went out to Grafton in Cedarburg. Really, really, really cool bar, a craft brewery out in Cedarburg called Rebellion, right along the river right there. Oh, really neat place. Great outdoor seating. You can socially distance outside and such. It was just a really, really cool place. So my thanks to everybody that, you know, kind of said hello to us out there at Rebellion on Sunday yesterday. It was a really neat thing. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Bucks last night, not a great outing. Threw the ball away. In addition to that, I mean, it was a great defense last evening. Great shooting percentage was not to be had from beyond the arc for the Milwaukee Bucks, who just looked a little off. Their shooting percentage was just off last night. And when you don't shoot consistently beyond the arc after they shot just 25.7% last night and only 73% from the free throw line. So when you don't shoot well beyond the arc, yeah, it's you really got to D it up. And last night I thought you looked at Covington and Westbrook and Harden, and they were able to pass the basketball rather well last night. It's not that they got huge contributions between Green and McLemore coming off the bench and playing some decent minutes, and they just they only went eight deep, but they just made the most of it last night. And so it was a disappointing performance for the Milwaukee Bucks. They didn't play great D beyond the arc. When they did try to go out beyond the arc, crossover dribbles, you know, passing the basketball and such was the downfall of the Bucks defensively last night. So not a great night. So the Bucks back at it sooner rather than later, and hopefully they can come back on the winning end. They only need one more. They only need one more win to clinch the East. As a matter of fact, they've got the Nets coming up. That is a game tomorrow. By the way, the Nets game tomorrow. That's what, noon or 1 o'clock, something like that. That's an early game tomorrow. So the Bucks taking on the Nets tomorrow, and like I said, they just need that one win to put themselves to where they lock up the East. But, yeah, they ended up taking it on the chin last night. Not a great performance out of this Milwaukee Bucks team. In addition, by the way, the Bucks' Mike Budenholzer and the Thunder's Billy Donovan voted the NBA's assistant co-coaches of the year. Co-coaches of the year by the NBA Coaches Association. Okay, you know. Thunder had a more successful season than many would have thought, and obviously what Budenholzer's been able to do is take his team to another level with the best record in the NBA. He has had a tremendous year. You would assume at some point the announcement is going to be made that Giannis is the MVP. I can't imagine everybody just all of a sudden turning it around and giving it to LeBron, but he's getting a lot of publicity. By the way, speaking of LeBron, can anybody any longer stand to watch in a quiet environment where you can hear things? Can you stand to watch LeBron and listening to him whine constantly? I mean, constantly? Holy mackerel. I think he's taken it up a level. He's always been the chronic complainer. But, oh my goodness. Goodness gracious, does he whine. Holy, holy mackerel. Let's do this. When we come back, going to be hearing from the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Schulze Family Beef. It's grilling season, and we've got sports back, and hopefully, knock on wood, you hear me knocking, it's going to be for a while and not just a short-lived period of time. But the Schulze Family Farms, they want you to remember that you can go ahead and set up a tailgate right there at your own homestead. Start grilling the mouth-watering meats that your family deserves. And that's from our friends at Schulze Family Farms. And they are in Humbird, Wisconsin, right? Humbird, Wisconsin, where they have been providing delicious pasture-raised beef for three generations, a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks just a mouse click away at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. And that customized order is then going to be shipped and packed in dry ice, arrive on your doorstep, maybe your summer cottage or maybe that rental, in just a couple of days. And if you're a camper and you want to, say, travel up north or travel someplace, then all you got to do is have it ordered. Ship it to your house. Just leave it in the box. Throw it in the back of the car, back of wherever it is you're going to be trailering this stuff, and just leave it packed in the dry ice. That way, when you get there, it's fresh and it's ready to go. High quality pasture raised beef from their family farm in Wisconsin to your family table. Place your order today at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. And many of the customers have requested an open house. They want to see about the operation. So mark your calendar. It's coming up on August 8th, this Saturday from 10 to 4. You're going to see their operation firsthand. There's going to be plenty of grilling to enjoy as well. Again, go to Schulze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. Stay tuned. Going to hear from the Packers GM coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad you are with us. The Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Hopefully you are enjoying your Monday. I'm looking out my window on the patio right now, and I'm being stared at by a squirrel in my gutter. You talk about descriptive play-by-play. How are we looking? Oh, my goodness. It is a Monday, and we are hoping to get Brewers baseball tonight to take it on the Chicago White Sox, which now will be the Brewers' home opener after their series over the weekend was canceled. In the meantime, up in Green Bay, Brian Gutekunst spoke and talked about how the Packers are spending more time working on bringing in a veteran wideout, or at least discussing it now that Funchess has opted out.
I wouldn't say we're any more active than we ever have been looking for help at any position. So, you know, we're obviously – it's a little bit different year because there's not going to be preseason games and to evaluate. So I think we're going to have to heavily rely on a lot of other ways to evaluate players on other teams and the players that are available through the waiver wire and other means. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's nice to have everybody back in the building and working towards kind of the same thing. It's been a long time since we've had that. So, but as far as the way we go about the process of it, that hasn't really changed.
So without a preseason, and we've talked about this, when your starters don't perform a lot in the preseason, you really leave it up to your depth players. And you find some diamonds in the rough. You found Sam Shields. You found Tremont Williams. Some of these guys that went undrafted that just came in and really not only performed in practice, but then when they had the chance and when the lights came on, they didn't choke, you know. They didn't fold up. They excelled. And that's what you're looking for. Well, without a preseason, how do you get the high draft picks ready to go, and how do you find the diamonds in the rough? But how do you get a guy like A.J. Dillon and Josiah DeGuara, you know, really up to speed?
I think there'll be different opportunities through practice and things that our coaching staff may do to kind of allow us to kind of put those guys in situations where they got to make decisions and they got to, you know, play at a different kind of tempo. At the same time, we do that every year. I think when you have four preseason games, four markers as we go through the preseason, you have to kind of tailor your practices to get those guys ready for those games. And those are the biggest opportunities. So as we go through this schedule, again, we'll just have to create the markers on our own and just understand that those things, and the players will understand that those particular practices, they may be a little bit more physical. There may be a little bit more team or one-on-one type situations, but we'll have to create those. They're not automatically there for us.
So the concern becomes not just in your own locker room, but throughout the rest of your league. You got Doug Peterson, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He has tested positive. You have got a guy like Matthew Stafford over in Detroit. He has tested positive. In your own backyard, Jay Sternberger has tested positive, to name a few. So, you know, when you start to look at Major League Baseball, and I think a lot of people were looking at Major League Baseball when it comes to the viability of the league, of the National Football League, because if baseball could do it, and put guys in hotels and travel and such and keep it at a minimum, well, then football should be able to do it, right? You would assume, or at least have that legitimate shot at it. Now, the difference between baseball and football is baseball's played every day, and you're constantly, you know, putting those players in game situations and trying to move on to the game. While football, you can have a testing period after the game on Sunday or before the game on Sunday. You get your results back, and you can alienate those players out of your locker room on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if indeed you do have a positive test. So you don't have to worry about that day's game being postponed. You can, you know, do, because you only play once a week. So maybe there's some more viability there for the NFL. But Brian Gutekunst talks about his concerns for the NFL with the struggles going on right now in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think working over the last, I guess now, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, however long we've been working through with the NFL and the league office, the protocols that we have to do to return to play. I got a lot of confidence in the plan and how we go about it. There are a lot of unknowns, you know, and we're going to have to adjust every day. You know, as you know, the CDC and new science and, you know, we're going to have to adjust every day. We're going to have to be flexible enough to adjust every day. So I'm really confident in our plan and how we go about it, but there are some things that are out of our control. There's no doubt about it.
Also, Brian Gutekunst, how do you expect players? Now, this is the biggest question. When you talk about guys that have money, and I don't want to just say because you have money you're going to have this reckless abandon to you, but there's guys that feel invincible. They feel like they can go out, they can see friends, they can do what they want, and thinking, well, my friends are safe, right? Not realizing your friends may have been exposed. So you gotta be careful. You can't take it for granted. So how do they expect players to conduct themselves when they leave the building at night?
You know, I think, Matt is going to kind of lay this out for all the players, and it's probably a question you could ask him too, but as far as what he expects from them and as far as the tolerance for it, I think it's going to be really hard for these guys to look at their teammates, you know, if they're not making the right choices. And I'm very hopeful that there's a kind of that the leaders on our team and the kind of the peer pressure of those guys in that locker room is something that, especially the younger players understand what's at stake and what we're playing for.
You really do have a responsibility to the guys around you. I mean, that's the one thing I think you get to be. If you bring that, think about the player or players that decided to go out for the Miami Marlins while they were in Atlanta. And they're the ones that contracted COVID, then brought it into that clubhouse. Think about a guy like Rudy Gobert, who poo-pooed it, made a joke out of it, and he was the first guy to test positive, and then ended up spreading it throughout his team. I mean, what that did to the remaining teammates, at the time. Remember, there was some guys that were pretty upset with him for not taking everything that was going on serious. So. I think this is where you have to have a strong veteran-led locker room to remind guys, hey, I know it's tough. We were in your place. But for 1 year, for one season, let's just do it right, you know, and we'll get a chance to, you know, reap the benefits and enjoy the rewards of being an NFL player later down the road. But right now, you just got to be smart about it, you know. Brian Gutekunst talked about if there's an outbreak around the league, does the league have that backup plan?
The league's got – you know, all kinds of contingency plans. And I have not gone down that road. I'm sure Mark has had some of those discussions in the committees that he's involved with. But I have not had a lot of those conversations as far as delaying the season or anything like that. We're preparing every day like we're going to play, and we're excited to do so. I think that's the nice thing about the last few days, we're getting the players back and the coaches being in the building and our scouts being back is just you know, everybody's excited to be around football again. So that's what we're focused on right now.
So there you go. Brian Gutekunst speaking yesterday and talking to the media, and it just, things are a different world right now. And our own Mike Clemens on that first tier of reporters that get a chance to get in and chat with the general manager, the head coach, and all those players. And we thank Mike Clemens for doing that and getting that for us as well. And I think you and I are probably the same right now. We're sitting here with our fingers crossed, our toes are crossed, and maybe saying a couple of prayers that the NFL is able to figure this out and do it safely and do it with very, very limited positive tests and zero outbreaks, if you will, and therefore being able to conduct an entire NFL season. And who knows, maybe they do it right and they are able to push this thing and get it at least through to, say, late September or October, even November. And I don't want to get into the politics of this because that seems to be where everybody draws the line. But, you know, if you were reading some of the information about these vaccines, these two specific vaccines that they're expediting that have had remarkable success at treating COVID, that it's a possibility that one of these two or both could be ready for mass distribution and mass use by the public as soon as the end of October, beginning of November. So if the NFL can just get through, maybe this stuff starts hitting the market, and maybe we're talking about COVID, you know, in 6 months from now, like we talk about the plague from years ago, where it's just, you know, it's non-existent, because once you figure it out, you figure it out. So just cross your fingers that the scientists that are doing their due diligence can figure this thing out quicker rather than later, and therefore we can get back to our life of normalcy. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So they've got a players coalition, a unity group, if you will, and a player joined it and was told, get out. I'll tell you what we're talking about. That's coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll be right back.
Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers rookies had their first training camp walkthrough sessions over the weekend. The veterans reported this morning. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst was asked if player accountability needs to be addressed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
You know, this year more so than any. You know, I mean, these guys are going to have to, for us to accomplish the things we want to accomplish in this season, guys are going to have to make right choices when they leave the building. There's no doubt about it.
Can players trust their teammates? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Well, I think that's the whole key. If we're going to have football play this year, it's going to take a lot of self-discipline and a lot of self-accountability. And it's not just our players. I mean, it starts with our staff. Really, anybody that comes in contact with our players, they have got to be very mindful of what they're doing outside of this building. If they choose to go out in public, to mask up. We're all in this sucker together, that's for sure.
Best Packers coverage.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, you've got a great destination just north, a one-tank trip, if you will. If you haven't heard of it, you should. And if you've been looking for something to do, you can socially distance yourself and just maybe go away and just relax and enjoy and get rid of some of the stresses of what we're dealing with in our everyday life right now. And that would be at two great places, Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or a secluded island fun spot with a lot to do. Plus, they've got casual dining and fine dining. I've done both at both places. They're all within an easy drive. It's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin has a large indoor saltwater pool, nine-hole golf course, easy access to miles of ATV trails. Surrounded by water, so you have fishing, kayaking. You can rent a pontoon should you choose to do so. Pine Mountain Resort, that's in Iron Mountain, Michigan, right next to the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. That's right. Plenty to do on and off the course. Whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, swimming indoors, same thing. A whole lot more. Right now, you buy two weeknights, you get one weeknight for free at either of their resorts. Visit PineMountainResort.com. That's PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Look for the season of savings rate when you book your getaway today. You got to hurry, though, because this thing ends at the end of September. So if you're looking for a great getaway, I can't recommend it enough. It is a lot of fun. Really cool place. And the Four Seasons is like stepping back in history, and Pine Mountain Resort is just like going to a five-star resort. So you can't go wrong in either location. Not a good look for Washington State or their first-year head football coach. Yesterday afternoon, players from across the Pac-12 confirmed that they will sit out of the 2020 season en masse unless a laundry list of concerns are addressed. And among those are also fighting racial injustice, ensuring safety amidst the COVID panic, obtaining long-term health and insurance and secure economic rights and fair compensation. Okay, most of those are highly reasonable and probably should have been done years ago. Seeking 50% of the conference's revenue be directed to student athletes, that's highly, highly, highly unlikely, if for nothing more than the impact it would have on the non-revenue sports, which are already on the chopping block because of the pandemic. However, there is some players who joined this who were then told, you can go away. Wide receiver Cassidy Woods, who was told he is now technically still on scholarship, he's been asked to leave. Yeah. Now, the Washington State football program has not addressed the reported development, but told by multiple other WSU Washington State players who shared the We Are United graphics that they have been released from the team. Released from the team. So the minute you voiced your support for this solidarity, you were cut loose. Not a great look for Washington State. Now, I will say this. The fighting racial injustice, yes. What I've always said, and I've brought this up and people get mad at me for it, but this is reality. This is what you need to think about. When you talk about fighting racial injustice, you need to, one, think of what your end goal is, okay? What you need is progress every day, and you need to lower on a daily basis the incidence of problematic social injustices, okay? You need to ensure safety. I think we all would agree on that. But when they talk about long-term health insurance and economic rights and fair compensation in college athletics, once you start taking a bite out of that money, or at least attempting to, you are going to be met with the full force of the backhand from every institution and every conference. Just so you know, that is an uphill battle that while you may chip away at it, you are never going to win. Okay? There's a lot of good there, but once you start saying that we want economic rights and 50% of all revenue to go to the players, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. So that's probably where you maybe bit off more than you can chew. But Washington State, instead of talking to their players about it, just decided, you know what? We're cutting them loose. We don't need them. We're out. Talk to you later. Not a good look for Washington State. 855-830-8648. Coming up next, I want to ask you an honest question. It's simply this. You think Major League Baseball is going to sustain this year, or they're going to shut it down? That's it. That's it. Plus, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.